Right.
Hey, how are you? You doing all right?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate. We didn't have any phone calls at all, and then all of a sudden the phone lines had gone bonkers, and it's just been one after another. And we've been playing Where's Nathan most of the night because he was he's
Have you found him?
we've just had him. Yeah, he's the he was a plays for North Ferriby United, who of course won the trophy on Sunday. So he came on and had a chat with him. But he was every time the phone rang when he was supposed to call, it was somebody else, and it was somebody else, and it was somebody else. It was quite funny. So it took us four goes to finally get to him, but we got there in the end.
No problem.
I suppose we should start off with Ray. For me, he's a massive congratulations. First team to be in the league to score the 100 goals.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's you know, it is a fantastic achievement. It's great at our level to be able to entertain the crowds that come to watch us, and you know, it's nothing better as a manager than see a goal scored out on the pitch. So yeah, fantastic achievement.
And we're hoping to follow you in this weekend with a bit of luck. We're on 99, so we're hoping to get there.
Yeah, there's a few there. I think we just missed out, didn't we, in the leagues overall. I think there was someone beat us to it. Someone did point it out to us. But no, great achievement. It's something I wanted to correct at the beginning of the season, and you know, to add goal scores to the side is fantastic. It wins games. It's such a long season in the Rhyme League, as you know, and you know, to have people on the pitch that can win you games is a good thing.
Right, Ray, how you doing? It's Keith.
Keith, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks, mate. I'm very good. Listen, well done for an unbelievable season so far, and I know you've got a lot to do, but we mentioned quickly about your goals, and obviously, you know, you've got Wayne Wilson and Jack Harris banging goals in, but, you know, very clever signing Stuart King to help you over the line as well from Herne Bay. You know, you've got goals actually coming from everywhere at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, it was a key signing at a good time, Keith, you know, to take someone of that calibre with such a short sort of period of the season left. He's come to us, he's motivated, he wants to do well. And as you know, you don't want to rely on sort of one or two people going into the playoff situations. You want to go in as strong as you can, and you don't want to risk having any injuries or any complications with your forward line. So it just gives us a bit of competition at the right time. And with Dean Grant doing well and Jack Harris, as you say, he just adds, you know, effectively I've added a 20-goal man to the team.
He's a match winner on his own as well, isn't he? He can do something that just turns a game.
Yeah, absolutely. He's you know, he's a very instinctive player at times, and yeah, a good boost. But he's one of many at the club, and I think that's important. That I've built a team over a couple of years, and he comes in as one of a squad, and you know, not a standout performer. He's one that wants to get his head down and work hard for us. That's important as well.
No, it's great. It's a good lad, Kingy. I've had him for a while. Just, you mentioned it, and obviously I know yourself and Clive well. What's been the slight difference this year to get you where you are? Obviously second, you've been there all year. Obviously Burgess Hill, you know, they've just been a bit of a freak. You know, you would have won the league in most leagues. But, you know, you cemented your second place. What's done that? Is it the consistency or just over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you've got to congratulate, you know, the amount of birds. I mean, to have that level of consistency over the Ryman season is incredible. And we're not quite there in terms of second place. We've got to fight off Folkestone, and I'm sure that'll go to the end. But I think it's just slowly building a club, and you've been in this situation before, and it's doing it year on year. It's adding, you know, things behind the scenes, off the pitch as well as on the pitch, and a club our size has to grow slowly and within our means. And I think I've just looked to improve things every year with the contacts and getting some loan signings in, some good players coming, obviously from Maidstone with a good link with Jay, and he's helped out quite a lot. And we've got some good youngsters there, and I've just slowly added that quality. And you know what it's like. You just every year you try and add something to the side, and I think that just brings with it that consistency. It's just better players ultimately.
Yeah, because people that don't know, not too long ago, you've come through the Kent League, and now you're bordering. Hopefully, things will go your way, and you can get in the Ryman Prem. And for a club like Faversham, that, you know, historically a few years ago they were a big club and big gates, but you know, they've had to rebuild, and they've done it exceptionally well. You've got a great committee there, you know. I know them all quite well, and they're lovely people. Pretty similar to what we had at Thamesmead. I think you've got that sort of family, that close knit environment there, and it's worked wonders for you.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely right. It's having good people around you, isn't it? And people that care about the club. And it's absolutely vital. As I say, the committee's worked incredibly hard. And I'm sure they'd admit they've learnt along the way. You know, in 10 seasons, this is our 10th full season since we've reformed. And the club got into wrong hands and it was taken over again by local people. So it's a really good story. The club have done incredibly well. And I say year on year they've improved and we've got more and more professional on and off the pitch. And I think we're now in a position where we can hopefully sustain that next level. I'd love the challenge and I'm sure the players would too.
Is it one of those things now, Ray, that you're looking at it, I suppose it's, you know, the playoff semi-final will be, you know, realistically now will probably be a home semi as well. Would that be a boost for you?
Yeah, I think so, David. Yeah, I think it's a difficult one because of the Ryman setup. It's you know, in that one-off game, and that's the key scenario really that you're playing. You get one chance, and you want to maximise that opportunity. And I think you need to be able to, if you can, play at home, particularly for the semi-final. I don't think ideally you want to be travelling too much midweek, and it comes so quickly after the end of the season as well. So, from my point of view, in terms of planning, I'd love to secure the home tie, certainly before that last Saturday fixture in the league, and it gives you an opportunity to plan and hopefully get your best players out and in their best sort of physical condition.
Does yours go Thursday, Monday? Am I right in that?
Ours go Tuesday the semi.
Oh, right, okay.
And then obviously Saturday's the final, so it follows pretty quickly afterwards.
With the playoff places, I mean the teams, not the positions, look pretty solid now. I can't see anyone getting above. Anyone you prefer?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, I think every team's going into that white leaf have come on very, very
quickly. They have, yeah.
Towards the back end of the season, if you look at their away record, it's tremendous. And I'm sure they're quite happy to go away in the semi-final. So I think the top five teams are the top five teams in the league now. And you know, they've shown that, obviously, with their consistency. And I say particularly White Leafs run in the last month or so. And they've done really well at our place. And then, obviously, went and ended Burgess Hill's run. So that sort of automatically thinking that fifth place is going to be easy. I think they're coming into the playoffs at the right time and they've got nothing to lose. I think with us folks in the Merston, we've been up there all season and we're good sides and I think there's not a lot between us. Slightly different styles, but not an awful lot between us. And I think it'd be a very hard call. As I think Whiteleaf will go very confident away to any ground right now.
So with that, obviously you're running two in Sittingbourne, Horsham, Hastings and Wharton Casuals.
Yeah.
On paper, not the hardest. Is it a chance for you to sort of have a little look and sort of nitpick who you want to? Because really, I know finishing second's brilliant, but if you've got a choice to pick and maybe stay away from Whiteleaf or whatever, is it something you thought about or the club spoke about?
Not really. I just think you go into those playoffs and you try and I think it's very important not to lose games at this stage of season. I think you still need momentum and you know, you're still going to put out your strongest side and try and win games. The Easter weekend's always key. And, you know, we've got two sides that we've got to try and take points off Saturday and Monday. But as I say, Monday does chuck out some freak results sometimes because of the turnaround. And then we go against two teams that are obviously fighting for their lives, you know, two big clubs as well in Horsham and Hastings. And, you know, so that brings its different challenges. What I'd like to do is obviously cement certainly a home tie before that last game against Wharton Casuals. And that at least gives me the opportunity to rest a couple of key players if I need to.
Yeah, because I mean, most people talk about these 3G pitches and everybody's, you know, they've got the advantage and all the rest of it, but you wouldn't necessarily say that with Whiteleaf. You've only won seven games on it.
Yeah, no, I think they fully admit they
kind of started having the time.
And had a great game handled as well. It's not that easy to adjust to, is it? I mean, I think they've got a big, strong side that does things very well and is very organised and difficult to break down. And I think that just suits them playing away, the way they play. So I think certain teams have gone there and enjoyed the surface probably more than they have. So from that point of view, it probably hasn't worked out. But they get used to that, and I'm sure they come up with a style that obviously suits them at home as well as away.
Okay. Go on, mate. So, I mean, you're talking about their away form. I mean, they're the ones that, if the league stopped today, you'd be playing. And I mean, but you know, 13 wins, 5 draws, and only 3 defeats away from home. It's a fantastic away record. I mean, it's only, I think, Mersham and Burgess Hill would have got a better record.
Yeah, well, we've enjoyed being on the road. To be fair, I mean, I think our away record recently has been fantastic. And you know, it doesn't always pan out that automatically. Obviously, the home tie it gives you that advantage, but you know, you would, as I said before, try and maximise those opportunities.
Being in it and done it, it definitely does.
Yeah.
Because it's different having a league game away to having basically a cup semi-final at home. It is, you know, your crowds grow. It's a big, you know, you're getting good crowds there at the moment, right? Anyway, but for a home semi final, I think, you know, you're going to get a lot of support there, and it is a big game. And like I said, an away fixture in a league is a little bit different, so you definitely need that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we had that experience. I've had that a bit of experience behind me now with the Hive game a couple of seasons ago, and suddenly you attract a crowd of 700 plus in the local game, and obviously the boys responded tremendously on the night. So we're hoping for similar things come 28th of April.
How's the club adapted? Right, well, obviously I know them down there, but people listening, I know there's no pressure on you to get yourself promoted. Is the club geared up for Ryman Prem? I think, if they're honest, and maybe yourself, maybe you're a couple of years advanced and where maybe the club thought you might be by now. I know, you know, you've got Clive there helping you, who's unbelievable experience, and the backup. And I know Tommy talks to you here and there as well. But, you know, is there any expectations from the club?
Not as such. I mean, as I say, you know the committee down there. They're very, very good in terms of giving me the time to build the team and the club. And they do likewise off the field. I think certainly this year it's changed compared to 2 years ago when we was in the playoffs and we reached the final. I think there was very little expectations. And in fact, there's probably quite a lot of trepidation in terms of going up. And I don't think we was really ready as a club, if I'm honest. But I think things have moved on. And, you know, we're much more on a sound footing now. And I think, you know, the vibes that they're giving me is they want a crack at it. And so do I. So, you know, yeah, the support's growing. You know, we've had great rises last season we had over 10% rise, and we've had another big rise in our crowds again this year. They've been fantastic. We're starting to get a decent following away as well. So I'm sure all the supporters that are potentially listening or looking in, they want to go up, and you want to challenge yourself. There's an awful lot of derbies in the Ryman South at the moment.
Yeah,
and,
I was just talking to...
It becomes very, very difficult to get out of that league.
I was just talking to Ramsgate about that. And again, do you find... I know the area really well. But do you find, and it's no disrespect, that Faversham are sort of the ones that people don't really talk about, where you've got Folkestone, you know, the Ramsgates, the Whitstables, the Herne Bays and things like that. You know, Faversham aren't really spoke massively about because all them seaside. But over the few years, you've been the most consistent and the best side out of all of them.
I think it's fair to say us and Folkestone have showed the, particularly over the last 3 years, the consistency levels to get in and around the playoffs. And Folkestone have done it consistently.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I say we've done it 2 years out of the last three now. And you're right. I mean, you know, it's the clubs that some of the clubs you mentioned are fundamentally bigger clubs. You know, they've got that.
Do you think you don't get enough credit?
Well, I think it's. I think we get our heads down and we work hard and we don't necessarily seek that. I think, you know, it's not my style necessarily. I get on with my job and I get good players in and we've got a good side there. And I say with Clive there and all the support he gives me and what the club's doing, we want to do well. And I think we're slowly getting ourselves on the map, you know. Mm. And I think people are starting to recognise our achievements. And I think in order for me to be, you know, for the club to be recognised, you've got to do it consistently. You can't just do it once. It's got to be over a number of seasons. And I think we're starting to do that now. And I think locally now we're seen as potentially one of the biggest scouts, where we weren't always. Sometimes it suits you, sometimes it doesn't. But as I say, Folkestone have been, you know, probably the team to try and get up to that level, if you see what I mean, in the last few years. And we've strived to do that. And I think we're getting closer. And I think, you know, results suggest we are getting closer to them. But they can attract bigger crowds and they are a bigger club. So we've still got work to do. But let's hope we can, as I say, be successful in the playoffs. And I think it would be, it would really kick the club on. And, you know, it'd be a huge boost for us. And it would take us into obviously a different league, but it would take us away from that Kent scene a little bit as well.
It's massive when you do that, mate. And I said, people used to say to me, oh, why are you, do you like the Ryman North and that? And I used to say, and I've mostly even mentioned it to yourself and Clive, I loved it because of that reason. You know, not many people sort of know how many clubs there are down that way. And it's only one road all the way down there on the M2, and it's no turn off. And you sit there and go, I need a change. I need to sort of get out of this. It's not a rut, but, you know, maybe when you head down to Burgess Hill and you turn around and come past the M25, it's a completely different breed. And that's why the achievements of yourself is so good, because, you know, there is about eight or nine derbies there. And people look at the revenue and go, that's great, but it's not about that. And that's what's made your job so so much better that what you've done that consistently against sides like Folkestone that are a lot bigger than you in support and history wise there. And you know, your achievements need to be more recognised in that way. And then I've said with yourself, the whole club and committee, I've got a lot of time for you. You've done a fantastic job there.
One of the questions I'd asked you, Ray, is and everybody tells me, they said, you know, it's a big jump between Ryman North, Ryman South, and going into the Ryman Prem. But does it make you sort of like, I suppose, looking at the confidence-wise, when you look at the maybe the Ryman Prem this year and see Leatherhead, who went up in the, you know, in the playoffs last year with 58 points, sitting mid-table, but also as well, you can go down as far as 12th this year for the possibility of the last playoff place. So does that sort of give you a little bit of confidence to think, well, hang on a minute, you know, we could go in there. If we had a good season, you know, we could even make that last playoff place.
Absolutely. I think, you know, over the years, I think it's fair to say most clubs, majority of clubs, particularly at the South, haven't fared too badly in the Ryman Prem. And generally, they've kicked on and they've moved up the league and potentially even moved through the Ryman Prem. So I think there is that possibility. You know, we've competed with the likes of Leatherhead in recent years, and we've done well against them. Yeah, so they're a good sort of point to, you know, a good team to sort of go up against, really. I think the bottom half of the Ryman Prem now is something that we can aspire to certainly match in, you know.
So would you be in the let's get rid of Maidstone and Margate band, or would you be in the band that says, no, if we do go up next year, I'd rather have Maidstone and Margate in the division? Would you rather see the back of them, or would you rather be in there?
No, I mean, I suppose if you're looking first year for the likes of Havisham, you'd want the big crowds, wouldn't you, for those two games? I mean, that kind of goes against what we're saying about the Kent derbies, but those sort of two games would be massive for us in terms of the kind of the crowd they would attract and, you know, give the club huge exposure. So I think, you know, initially you'd say, well, look, you know, let them have another year in the league and then they can go.
I think it's one of those things where
One of them's going to go, I think.
I think it's unlikely they're going to stay there too long.
I think it's one of those things, isn't it, where the chairman would probably say, no, I'd want them both in there, and maybe the manager would say, no, let's get rid of them, so that maybe make life a tiny bit easier than what it is.
You had your Maidstone only a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think did you lost to them in the playoffs, didn't you?
In the final, yeah.
So, you know, you can't be that greedy. Just get rid of the back of them and get up there, eh?
No, to be fair, they're pretty good to us, so I wish them all the best.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. If they do go up, that'll still be good to you. If you're in the same league, it might be a little bit of a different scenario.
Yeah, it might not work the relationship quite so well.
Yeah.
Well, if you get up and, you know, you never know, Oliver will be knocking on your doors telling you to get your 3G surface.
No.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
But no, I mean, when the season started and you've had this sort of the chat with the chairman, I mean, what was the goal at the beginning of the season?
It's very simple, really. I mean, it's a case of just keep improving the club. I mean, I worked very hard on the structure of the club as well, with the help of the youth guys, and it's taken. We had no structure at the club at all 10 years ago. We've now got successful youth sides from sort of 13 up to 16 up to 18, and we've got. The 21s have been a big boost to us this year. You know, they've really helped us. You know, Clive's been looking after them. He loves developing young players. And that's given us a boost. A few of them had exposure to first team football. But not only that, they've given the club a real lift. There's a real energy. And, you know, training sessions have always been run with sort of 30 players. And you're not just trying to motivate. It's very difficult for non-league players, particularly at our level. You know, you only see them for a few hours a week. So all those kind of sessions are really important. You maximise those. And they've given us a real boost this year, and all they really look at is us improving, and you know, they'd love to go up. I know that now, but you know, fundamentally, it's stay and improve.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, Ray, the time's run away from us, but it's been fantastic talking to you tonight, and we really do hope you have an easy night at work for a start, and also as well, of course, the fact is that, you know, we do wish you all the very, very best, and for the playoffs and everything this year, and hopefully, you know, you get up into that, into the promised land of the Ryman League this year.
Yeah, so I echo that, mate. You're one of the nicest managers there are around, and one of the nicest clubs, and yourself, Clive, Wendy, and all the chairman and everything, so, I'll be definitely there for your playoff game, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll try and get in contact with you just before the playoffs as well, in the show before the playoffs, and we'll get some of the playoff people on the show then, so hopefully we can speak to you again. Of course, if you're not busy with work, we'll try and get you on again maybe in a couple of weeks' time, Ray, if that's okay.
Lovely
magic. Thanks, Ray. Bye. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. that was Ray.